Think back to last Chinese New Year. Everybody was in the kitchen together making jiaozi. Hundreds of them. And all the other special foods. Then you sat down and ate until you thought your stomach would explode. You talked and you laughed and ate for hours. Now imagine being one of the 12 disciples. It's time to celebrate the Passover. No jiaozi there. The Passover began while Moses and the people of Israel were slaves in Egypt. God inflicted 10 plagues on Pharaoh and the Egyptians. In the last plague, he killed every Egyptian firstborn son. But the Israelite sons were not killed because they had put the blood of a lamb on their doorposts. The Spirit of the Lord passed over these homes when he saw the blood. That's why it's called Passover. Since then, every year Jewish families have celebrated Passover by roasting a lamb for the special meal to remember God's deliverance. Now Jesus and his disciples would celebrate the Passover meal together. Jesus had sent Peter and John into Jerusalem to get everything ready. When it was time to eat, they all took their places at the table. After they finished eating, Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Next, he took a cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant. It is an agreement between God and his people. It represents my blood, which is poured out for forgiveness of sins." Suddenly, the disciples realized this was no ordinary celebration of the Passover. Why did Jesus choose common things like bread and wine for such an important ceremony? The bread and the wine were actually symbols. They were visible items that represent something invisible. The bread represents Christ's body, the body he sacrificed on the cross. The wine represents his blood that was shed to cleanse us from our sins. In the Old Testament, only the Israelites celebrated the Passover. Now, anyone who is a believer can celebrate the Lord's table. To some people, the Lord's table is a mystery because Jesus said the bread and wine were his body and blood. Just because we don't understand a mystery doesn't mean it isn't true, right? Think of two mysteries you don't understand, but you still believe. There are many things in the Bible that we don't understand, but we still believe them because the Bible is true. Jesus told us to celebrate the Lord's table often as a reminder that he died for our sins. The Lord's table is a special meal. Since the Bible warns us not to take it in an unworthy manner, how do you prepare your heart before taking it? How would you explain to a new believer why it is so important to prepare your heart before taking part in the Lord's table? Celebrating the Chinese New Year with your family is wonderful. Celebrating the Lord's table with your brothers and sisters in Christ is even better.